As Pesach draws to a close, always have this feeling of, okay, what are we taking along with us? What am I taking with me from Pesach? So halavai, we should have grown by leaps and bounds in Leil HaSeder, in our emuno, and then itself we're taking with us a higher darg of emuno, which is very possible that we are leaving with a higher level of emuno that we came in. Question is something that we could take with us in our hands, something that we could now work on in oifen kavua, something that we gained from Pesach. So I was thinking that Emanti ki adaber, the Nin of Emuno, comes idei deeper often, being mischazik by speaking out in Yoni Emuno. The more a person speaks it out, the more it becomes part of him. The Inin of Dibur plays a big role in Pesach. That's him. Most of the mitzvahs of Pesach have to do with the mouth. The mouth, Leil HaSeder, Kamar, all the mitzvahs have to do with the mouth. There's Achilas Matzah, Achilas Mor, the Haggadah, Karpas, Hallel, Dalek Kreisos. Some have to do with Achila, some have to do with Dibur, Tzipritis Mitzrayim. All these have to do with the mouth. The mitzvahs of Pesach, Befrat for those that hold that every kezayis is a key mitzvah of achilas matzah. For sure, the ganze Pesach busy with mitzvahs of the mouth that are shaykh to the mouth. So you see that there's a dogish nidin of Pesach with the mouth. They say that getting ready for Pesach, you should be careful to clean your mouth. They bring a remez from the Sfarim Agadishim. Matzah is teochel b'mokum kodesh. The matzah should be eaten in a mokum kodesh. The mouth should be niskadesh. It should be cleaned down and should be kodesh and tor at the time when he's coming to eat the matzah. It's brought down, it's farming down from the Zohar. The Zohar says that the Dibur in Mitzrayim was also in Golus. Not just Klal Yisrael, the Dibur was in Golus. And when the Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, their Dibur also went out of Mitzrayim, out of the Golus. They weren't able to, they were able to krechts, and they were able to groan, and they were able to cry out, but to use their dibur in Torah v'tfilah, that they didn't have, they were able to groan and to cry, but to actually articulate into words, and speak in learning, and in davening, that they didn't really have the ability to in Mitzrayim. When they went out of Mitzrayim, they went out of the Golis. The Yitzias Mitzrayim was also Yitzia klapi the Golas of the Dibur. The Dibur went out. The Zohar Kodesh says that it went from Parei, which is Pera, to Pesach, which is Per, which is able to be Soch, which is able to talk. Up until then they weren't able to talk. It was a Per which was Ra, and went into a Per which is now able to be Soch. So we see that there's a Inin Miuchad in Pesach of things that are negiah to the mouth, to the Dibur of a person. I was thinking that maybe that's the nekuda of why the final leg, the final aspect of the geula, which happened on Shvi Shal Pesach with the Kriyas Yamsuf and the Tvi of the Goyim in the Yamsuf, the culmination was with the Shira, that they used their mouths to be Meshabech to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That was the culmination of the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim was Oz Yashir. That was the geula, they were able to this idea was manifested. In other words, they were able to take their geula of the dibur and turn it into words, and now actually articulate a haidah, use their mouths, which were, and the dibur, which was in galus, now came in. It was nigal, idea tzias Mitzrayim, and they turned it into a shira. They were able to actually speak out and call out and give hoidah, shevach hoidah to Ribbono Shel Olam with words through Oz Yashir. So I was thinking maybe that's an akudo of something to take along with us. Dainu, I've mentioned in the past, Rav Olba says that in Oz Yashir we find something interesting. There's a thread which weaves its way through the entire Oz Yashir. And that is the Beis HaMikdash. At the beginning of the Shira we say, Zekeli Van Veyu. And Van Veyu, Chazal say, I'll build for him a house. I'll build for him a Beis HaMikdash.
in the middle of the Shira, we say, Nahalta Ba'ozcho El Nevei Kochecho. You led them with through your power, through your with your strength, El Nevei Kochecho, to the abode of your holy abode, which is the Beis HaMikdash. And at the end of the Shira, it says, Mikdash Hashem Garenu Yadecho. So Shaila is, how did the Beis HaMikdash make its way into El Yashir? Sign in the beginning, sign in the middle, sign in the end. There's this dogish emphasis on the Beis HaMikdash. What shach is the Beis HaMikdash at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So he says that Klal Yisrael were so in its error by everything that they saw. B'shas Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ros Hashif Chalayom, Mashalei Ros Yechezkel Ben Buzi, that they were so nis'er from Kriyas Yamsuf. As a matter of fact, that there was so much more, there was a tremendous gilui of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We said in the Haggadah, Rabbi Yossi says that there was 40 Makas in Mitzrayim, there was 200 Aleyam, there was, according to Rabbi Akiva, or according to the first Tana, 10 in Mitzrayim, 50 Aleyam, according to Rabbi Yossi, 40 in Mitzrayim, 200 Aleyam, according to Rabbi Akiva, it was 15 in Mitzrayim, 250 Aleyam, but it was much greater. It was five times the amount of Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim happened Aleyam. It's interesting. We make so much emphasis and a dogish is put on the Asar Makis, when there was so many more Nisim that happened Aleyam. But in Echrami, those Nisim were to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge, and they were done for the Mitzrayim as well, to show to everybody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boirin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Manig, he's Mashgiach, v'chulu. That was done in Mitzrayim. But Aleyam, there was a tremendous display of Gilui Shechino, and the Klal Yisrael was in this error, and they wanted to take that Yisrael and keep it along with them, and take it along with them to and concretize, take it along with them, that they should have something Kavua, they should have something permanent with them from the Yisrael. It shouldn't just win, it shouldn't just fall by the wayside after a day or two. They should be able to take something from the service that they had. They said, we're going to build a base mikdash for the Ribbono Shel Olam. They were so in this error that they were kaveh on the makabel themselves right then as they sang Shira, that they're going to turn this service into something kavua, into a mokim for Hashiras HaShechino. They're going to build a base mikdash. That's really the way to take something with you, is to take the abstract, something, the service, and turn it into something which is practical. Take something and make a Kabbalah. Doesn't have to be, it's not a Kabbalah. I don't like to say Kabbalah, because Kabbalah people associate with some Yom Kippur, that we make a Kabbalah, and then if a person is not Mekayim is Kabbalah, then that's it. It falls by the wayside and waits the next Yom Kippur to do something else. No, you decide that you're going to be Mekabbalah on yourself, to, I'm now being noig, I'm now going to start doing something, bli neder, and if I mess up, it's neder, I messed up. But it's like a person messes up from Shachas. He doesn't, one day he didn't daven Shachas, so it means that the next day he's not going to daven Shachas because he messed up? No. This is something that I do. This is a chiv, this is a mitzvah, something that I'm being makbed on. And male, if I messed up once or twice or even 15 times, it doesn't mean that the next time I'm not going to be. But some is iris, benegea to inyone adibur, whether it's a kavana in tefillah, in a bracha, in his zehiras, in not speaking about other people, lashon hara. I would specifically say, maybe an idea to take on is not to speak about other people by Shabbos Sudas. If that's too much, so then at least by Yom Tov Sudas, pull it out. Something, Yom Tov Sudas specifically, get together with the family, there's more of an ability to speak about people, v'chulu. No, I'm not going to speak about other people. We're not speaking about other people by L'chol HaPachas. That's my something I'm taking along with me. We're not going to speak about other people. And the truth is that really every time that a person is there, Chaim was nifter, now that's finishing up his shlishim, every person wants to be mekabel something. If a person, by every time that something would happen, would be in his there and be mekabel something, he would be in a whole different level. After Miron, after Stalin, what happened in everything that happens after Ruchama Znifta, after there's so many things that a person is nisur and he wants to change, he wants to do something, you take a tiny little step each time, a tiny little step, and you have a very lot of little steps, which is what life is made up of, a lot of little steps. If we'd appreciate the little things. I heard a story today which is negiah to this, so I'll say it over, that Reb Chaim Sonnenfeld, he had a relative Now, it was an Amana. She was an Amana, and she didn't have any children. She lived by herself, and she was paralyzed. She was in like a wheelchair. She couldn't take care of herself. Somebody, maybe she could eat, she could do the basics, but she couldn't wash herself. Somebody would come once a weekend and wash her and clean her. And Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld would come to her every, before Shoshana every year, to wish her a good year, and wish her. Bekitzer, they had to make up a time for him to come, because it wasn't always makovedik for her, the way that she was, without, for Rabbi Yisrael Chaim to come. So therefore, it was Wednesday or something that the lady used to come to wash her, v'chulu, and put on new linen, she should be totally clean. And afterwards they made up, okay, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, whenever it is, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld would come to wish her a good year. So sure enough, he comes and he wishes her a good year. And she turns to him and says, can you give me a bracha? So he says, what bracha do you want? So she says, for Arichas Yomim. So he couldn't help the chayin. Mr. Chaim Zonnefeld couldn't help the chayin. He says, how many people in your matzav would just wish that they don't make it to the next year? For sure not for Arichas Yomim. And you're asking for a bracha for Arichas Yomim? Pekitzer, she says, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim, what's retzuch? What are you saying? How could you say such a thing? She says, what do you mean? The situation that you're in is like, she says, you know what it is? That even once a week, I should, after the woman comes to wash me, puts on new linen, new clothing, that I should be able to say Asher Yotzar. Once a week to say Asher Yotzar, sometimes you can even chapa mincha afterwards. Once a week to be Shabbat to Rebbeinu Shalom. Says, you know what it is to live? Please give me a bracha for Arichas Yom. I should be able to, at least once a week, be able to say Asher Yotzar to Rebbeinu Shalom. Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld says to her, he says, you're asking me for a bracha? You should give me a bracha. Kitzur, he took the story and he was telling it over Sukkot time, and he'd be mischazik to appreciate what it is once to be able to say even one single bracha a week. This woman is willing to go through Yisuri Iyoiv, that she should be able to say one bracha a week. We have the chance, people are nizer, Rachman al-Tzlan, after somebody gets sick, or v'chulu, to be mischazik in Asher Yotzar, chaval to be mischazik, to wait for then, get a Rebbe. He at least learned a lot of Mishnayos. Gets to somebody who's married something to him, so he says, what, I should wait till after I'm nifter, so that other people should learn Mishnayos for me? I'll learn Mishnayos for myself right now. Person doesn't have to wait till after Rachman al-Tzlan, something should happen to be mischazik in a bracha of Asher Yotzar. It's a bracha which, for some reason, it's always on the go. A lot of times it's right before mincha, it's right before a person's leaving, so there's always a rush which is going on. But he should. It's 20 seconds of a special bracha. It doesn't have to be Asher Yotzar, any bracha. Something, a person should be mekabel something. Something when you get to the Dibur, maybe, is a good mokrim to start. It's also Ben Adol Mokrim. Very often it's also Ben Adol Mechaveri. It's Lashon Hara, we know, is the chumra of Chet Adibur, if the Chavos Chaim speaks out, is tremendous. Any zahirus, any chizuk in things that have to do with the Dibur is something that a person can take along with him, and he'll have something in his hand as he comes out of Pesach, will be on a different level, if he's nichshol once, whatever it is, twice, five times, 10 times, it doesn't mean that he should stop. This is something that I'm being makabel myself, I'm taking along, I'm trying to be makbid b'li nether. If I mess up, I'll start again the next time. But at least to take something along with you, that you should have it, take the service, take the something that was nisur from Pesach, some in Yoni, there's many things a person can be makabel. Doesn't have to be dafka this, something in Yoni Emunah, v'chulu. But maybe this as a eitz ha-toivo. So each person can do what's best for them. But to take at least something with them, that it should come out of Pesach a different person than he went in.